Welcome back to another IAB Friday Roundup. If you haven't been here before, very welcome. We do these Friday Roundup podcasts on the same week we do the coffee morning. So today is the 30th of July. Another great coffee morning this week. We had Tudor Price from Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, and he was talking about the Kickstart scheme and what's available to you as small business owners. Really, really informative, actually. Do go and check out that recording. It's on the IAB website, iab.org.uk/coffee. The whole video is on there. And also we had Dan Wade from WPA, which is a member benefit. If you log into the websites on the members porthole and click on member benefit, you'll see them on there. Really good, actually. They're not for profit organisation. And yeah, just really, really impressed, actually. I have met WPA representatives before at networking events. And they don't advertise because they're not for profit. And as we know, advertising costs a lot of money. So they put all that money back, and just some of the schemes they've got set up. So really worth going checking out both Tudor, the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, and Dan Wade from WPA. But a great to see so many new faces on the coffee morning this morning. The next one is going to be, as he checks his calendar, on the 11th of August. And we've got some other great guest speakers. Just to let you know, the coffee mornings, they're twice a month, always on Wednesday, always start at 11 o'clock, always online. And we have a technical speaker. We call it a technical one. And we've had HMRC before. We've had, talking about payroll, all that kind of stuff. And then we have someone who's one of our business partners in terms of member benefit. So do go and check them out. All the recordings in there. We keep them up to 3 months. So they're all good. Anyway, enough from me. Janet, over to you.
Thanks, Simon. Yeah, it was a great coffee morning again. Absolutely. Just to let you all know that we are going to be sending out a member survey. And just to encourage you all to fill that survey in, there's going to be a prize draw. So everyone who fills in the survey will go into a prize draw and a chance to win a £50 voucher, a voucher of your choice. What else is new? We have some new courses have been released on our affiliate association, the International Association of Accounting Professionals, which you're all very welcome to join to as a member. The new courses are all SAGE courses. They're bookkeeping and payroll, but keep your eye out on there. There will be more new ones coming on board as we go along, and lots of different things happening on that site. So keep an eye out on there too. And that's all from me. So over to Sarah with our updates.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you, Janet. Yes, big news here at the IAB. We are moving offices next week, and we're moving slightly larger premises, and we will be taking on a Kickstarter. So when Tudor was on the coffee morning on Wednesday, he specifically spoke about this scheme. And we're a real advocate of that. It really is looking for or supporting the 18 to 24 year old age group back into employment. And so the IAB will be getting involved with that as well, which is really good. And my top tips for this week is really just about sharing your pain through the pandemic. So as furloughs come to an end, and obviously the economy is opening up, juggling how to balance supply and demand of our services is getting increasingly difficult. So I just wanted to share that you're not alone. And personally, I don't think things are going to settle down for the next few months, but we've all learned to adapt over the last 18 months, and I'm sure we will continue to do so. We've got clients from the events and hospitality sector, which is suddenly getting busy. But again, it's really, really erratic. I mean, this pandemic is really causing havoc. And I think this is quite interesting to hear too. So HMRC have now had their staff excluded from self-isolating if they're pinged, which just demonstrates how disruptive everything's going on. You know, COVID is at the minute as well. It hasn't stopped, that's for sure. So, and then for example, we've got one hospitality client who's got a chain of cafes in London. He opened up for business, was overwhelmed with demand, hugely busy, only to have to shut 2 weeks later because too many of his staff were off sick having been pinged. So there wasn't enough staff even to open the cafes. So our work's yo-yoing with him too. So we've gone from doing a huge amount of bookkeeping to actually now just processing COVID SSP. So this is the kind of difficulties we're seeing as a knock-on effect as to what's happening out in the marketplace at the moment. And the other issue we have is just with staff also being pinged, and mainly actually due to children at school and them having to isolate. So the working from home, coming back to the office again, that's not clear at the moment and how that's going to work. So we'll all be managing or juggling for that a bit longer. But what's really impacting is in two areas. So in my business, so that is with pricing and with workflow. They're the two areas that are just difficult to manage at the moment. And I just wanted to share that really. So in terms of pricing, I think it's just a case of having to adapt. And while a lot of our clients are on fixed fee, I've actually had to move some of them back to an hourly rate just to accommodate the fluctuations, or at least introduce the option to have the hourly rate. But most importantly, it's just communicate with your clients and just find out where they are, what challenges they've got, and you're just going to have to adapt with them for the time being. Internally, though, workflow is very, very difficult because obviously with those fluctuations in the work, it's really, really difficult to map out and budget time to complete the work. But what we're finding is one client peaks in their work, another drops off. So it won't be perfect science, but at least that's what we're tending to see. But what we are doing is prioritising deadlines. So for instance, all VAT returns are done as early on in the month as possible. For me, meeting all deadlines is absolutely crucial to the service that we give our clients. But what is happening though is obviously if we're prioritising those deadlines, we are having to switch and change which clients we're working on. So it's not as smooth as normal, but at least we're managing the deadlines like that for the time being. So I'm sure you're all in the same boat. I just wanted to share what I'm experiencing, and I'm sure you're in the same situation, and hopefully soon COVID will stop wreaking havoc on all our lives. But anyway, Simon, back to you.
Brilliant, thanks Sarah. Yes, this pandemic is awful. I really feel for those businesses. It's terrible, especially when you open up, as you said, and they suddenly, great, it's business, and then no staff. I mean, that is awful, isn't it? So what's happening with us? Well, Sarah has been amazing with her. She's just got a brand new bike and she's already set a challenge. It's now Friday and she set herself a challenge of riding 100 miles a week, which is phenomenal. I'm way behind that at the moment. And we're doing this. Why are we doing this? Not because we like saddle sores or we like pseudocreme. It is because we are helping to raise money for the Normandy Memorial Trust. Now, you've probably heard us talk about this before. We were originally going to be cycling from the Kent offices, IAB Kent offices, to Gold Beach. But because of the pandemic and everything else, we're not going to be able to go there to France. So we decided, well, instead of just cancelling it, we've decided we're going to make it even harder for ourselves. We're going to cycle 187 miles from Kent around the outskirts of London, all the way up past Daventry and up towards Lichfield, which is where the National War Memorial is. And when they had a big service this year, because they couldn't do it over in France. And yeah, it's just a heck of a, over 5,000 feet of climb, 187 miles. I think it's about 9 or 10 of us are actually doing it, part of the team led by Fabian Hamilton, our president. So yeah, it's going to be a fantastic event. Over 4 days, we're going to be doing it on the, I should know it by now, 16th to the 19th is when we're actually going to be doing it. And so all monies raised will be fantastic. It goes to the Normandy Memorial Trust. And George Batts is a friend of the IAB. He was one of the war veterans who actually suffered all those atrocities on the beach where they lost 22,422, I think, if I remember, servicemen and women on that day. Terrible time, but that's what we're doing it for. If you want to go and check it out, go to the IAB website. If you want to donate, go to iab.org.uk/cycle and it takes you straight to the Just Giving page. It's gonna be fantastic. It's gonna be an amazing event, a really worthwhile cause. So that's that bit. The last bit I ended with a coffee morning was a very brief talk about story brand and really about your website. This is what I was really aiming about. I've seen a lot of websites, a lot of members' websites, in fact, so many people's websites. You land on there and it just talks. I'm just going to focus on bookkeeping because obviously beat the IAB, we're talking about bookkeeping. But you'll go on the website and you'll see bookkeeping services. And there'll be lots of other stuff, all that you do. But when you've got a prospective buyer, they're not really wanting bookkeeping services. They need it, but they don't want it. they need to understand that you know what their pain is. So obviously not physical pain, but we're talking about their pain. So if you look at your customers, your current clients, and you could do a survey, actually, if you survey them, send out a little email or even phone them and say, hey, look, just really quick questionnaire, a couple of questions. What pain do I solve for you? And you will find none of them will say, oh, you helped me solve the pain of bookkeeping. They won't say that. They will say, oh, well, I'm fed up with all the receipts, or you helped me sort out my profit and loss sheets. You helped me with the pain of now knowing if I can invest more in the business, or I can grow the business, or I can take on more staff, or if I am in profit, or you help me alert me when I'm struggling, there's money owed, or whatever the creditors, debtors are. And you will find those are the key messages. So if you are, say, five clients and you get three coming back with the same kind of message that this is the pain you help them with, that's something to bear in mind that you can then feature on your website. So instead of just saying bookkeeping services, actually write down, we provide bookkeeping services that help you get more freedom from your business, that kind of thing. Because that's what people are going to be thinking of. And I'll give you an example. Years ago, I pulled a muscle in fact, I bust my spine. I won't tell you how I did it. It's very silly. It was playing with the kids and jumping across the river. But I actually ruptured a spine in my back, and I was hobbling around on crutches. I had painkillers that could stun an elephant, and I felt spaced out most of the time. I remember going into a client's office. This is years ago now. And she had all these leaflets spread out in reception, and they all offered various different services. There was all of them could have helped me with my back pain. There was an acupuncturist, there was a chiropractor, there was a massage specialist, there was a Reiki specialist, there was all these different people, and they were published, they had their leaflets all nicely printed, nicely designed with, you know, acupuncturist on there, and I said Reiki and all this kind of stuff, because that's what they thought that people viewing their leaflet, their literature, would understand what it was. But it didn't fire me up. It didn't speak what, you know, they didn't deal with what pain I was suffering there and then. So it was a leaflet right at the end. I remember it now, dark blue, and it just said, are you suffering with back pain? We can help you get back into life, stop the drugs, stop the painkillers rather, and get you, you know, walking normally again. And it was actually a Pilates specialist, and she just had a little logo at the bottom, but she understood that I needed her services, but I didn't want her services. What I wanted was to stop the back pain. So look at your prospective clients. If you're just saying bookkeeping, accounts or payroll, stuff like that, you're not speaking their language. And it's really, really key. So look at all your marketing. Look at what you're putting out there. Look at the message on the website, your leaflets, even your business card. And I always say your marketing should work without you and with you. So what I mean by that is, if you hand over a business card and you tell someone what you do, that person then goes off and leaves your business card on their desk. So if someone else picks it up who's never met you, they should be able to pick your card up and understand exactly who you are aiming at, the kind of pain you solve, and how they can get hold of you. So the last bit of this is, it's really key to have a very strong call to action, because so many people, they'll talk about the services and we can do this, 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 and this, and that's it. They leave them hanging. Yeah, but I'm really interested. How do I get hold of you? What do I call you? Where's the number? Where's the email? Make it really, really clear. And a big hint here is never put for more information, because that implies they have a question. Put it in their head. If you want to have a free introductory call, this number. For a free appointment to discuss your bookkeeping needs, email. Make it really, really simple. You see, a confused buyer is a non-buyer. So don't confuse them. Make it really clear. So the main part of this is just find out what your customers really, really want, because they need your services, but they don't want it. You've got to appeal to the wants in the marketplace. You really do. And if you change that, you know, I've seen some really, really basic websites, which are just almost built with fuzzy felt, I'm showing my age now. But you know what? The message was absolutely bang on. Those kind of sites that speak the right language, that target the right people, have the right messaging and a great call to action, will work over the best and flashiest, most expensive websites out there. Because people just want to know, do you understand what I'm going through? Do you understand what my pain is? Because we buy on emotion. So, you know, does it help me? Does it solve my problems? Does it make me feel better? That's what people are looking for. So that's it from me. Very, very, very short marketing talk. But Janet, Sarah, thank you again for being on the Friday Run It podcast.
Brilliant. Thank you, Simon. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Yes, have a great weekend. I hope the sun is shining where you are. Until next time, don't forget the next coffee morning. We've got two excellent speakers. The next one will be on the 11th of August, same time, same place, 11 o'clock. Go to the iab.org.uk/coffee. Have a great time. Take care. Bye.